So welcome everyone. So we will start this meeting with a brief meditation. So just sit comfortably and either close your eyes or turn your eyes inward. Welcome whatever appears to you. The sound of this voice. The breath. Whatever thoughts or sensations appear to you. To be fresh this moment. Not to be carrying the past. And to simply be. This meditation is more in not doing rather than engaging in some activity. Simply resting as presence. As being. Without knowing. You already are that which you are. Nothing separate. The universe breathes through you, and you breathe through the universe. I am. But this I is not defined by thought. It's not defined by anything which is perceived. I is reality, the invisible perceiving. Element, the reality which perceives. The source. The core of reality. Which we refer to as consciousness. There is nothing separate in the entire cosmos. There are no separate objects or separate realities. That is why it is said that there is no path to reality. And sometimes it is said that the path to reality is a pathless path. Because consciousness is formless, borderless, non-phenomenal. And your true body is the body of the universe. Your body is the universe itself. We perceive various shapes and forms. But they are one as your perception, and they are one as they belong to the same reality. You are this reality. It's formless awareness. Takes on the form of sensations, perceptions, thoughts. Which we sometimes refer to as the Shakti aspect of Shiva, the creative aspect of creation. As consciousness, all is well. Nothing opposes one reality. You are not a personal entity that stands outside of reality. You are not a personal character that has been abandoned by the father, abandoned by the parents. You feel abandoned and lacking, fearful, as a person. The belief that you, meaning this borderless aware presence, believing that you are born out of a womb and that you exist in time and space. Belief is unfounded and unnecessary for living harmoniously peacefully in tranquility. Any personal activity is illusory. But if you want to play the game of illusion, then play the game of understanding and awakening. Your true nature, your true essence. Which is the reality which perceives right now, but is not perceived phenomenally.